Today is Monday, June 28th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So we have a voicemail, and I think I'm going to start with that. Because, I mean, why not? Might as well start with the voicemail. It's a good way to start a show, I think.
Hey, Mr. Gary, take your stuff with you. Well, I don't want a week without my Mr. Adam. So anyway, take it with you. Bye.
Thank you for your call, Gary. I'm not sure if that was loud enough. I think I couldn't figure out which channel he was coming through. I'm like, oh my God, I need to turn it up. But I couldn't. I had this background music. Maybe I can fix it in post. We'll see. But anyway, thank you for your call, Gary. And you said that I should take my stuff with me. So I've had a lot of thinking about that. You know, there's been a lot of chit chat about that. We talked about it on Mix Minus. I can't remember if it was in a pre-show, post-show, or during the show. I have no idea. But all I know is we talked about it. And, you know, Daniel was like, oh, I enjoy recording and trying new situations. I think I would take it just because it would be fun for me to take a, you know, figure out how to record on the go. And the thing is, I've already figured out how to record on the go. I've recorded from a cruise ship. I don't know if you guys remember. When we went on our cruises, I took the podcasting, the mobile studio with me. And if I can record from a cruise ship, I think I've figured it out. When I went on my business trips, I took stuff with me. I even recorded live episodes when I was on my business trip. But I was thinking about it, and I'm really stressed out right now. And I know, wah, wah, Adam, whatever. you make good money, you know, first world problems. I know, I can hear all of you saying this, but work is really stressful, and I really need a break. Right now, I've been at a point where I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I just need to, and I've tried not to complain too much about work. I know, too late, but it's just punishing. It really, and I know those of you out there who have really difficult jobs, you know, oh, Adam, why are you complaining? But it's punishing sometimes. And I don't like conflict, and I'm an introvert, and some of these things that I have to do now are very confrontational and not good for introverted souls like myself. And I find myself just being really burned out and thinking, oh, I just want to move to an island and never talk to anyone ever again. I mean, I'm just being really open and honest with you guys. It's like I just get to the end of the day and I feel like nothing is left. Like my soul is completely zapped. And sometimes I wonder if making good money is worth it for the amount of stress that is on me, mentally speaking. And again, I feel like I'm complaining, but I guess I am. I'm complaining. I don't know. Anyway, regardless, so I'm there, and then, you know, there's a lot of work. I love Pride 48, but there's a lot of work that is being done for the event that's coming up. I've got to set up training schedules. I've got to get the list still on the website. I've got to get the email sent to the participants and make sure they have all the information they need. And I need to get all that done before I leave for the trip, which, you know, we're right in the middle of planning and work, and I'm right in the middle of planning for Pride 48. And I love doing the Pride 48 stuff, but it's stuff that I've got to get done. When all is said and done, Friday morning when we leave for our trip, I would like to be able to just completely forget everything. Just go on a trip, sit on a beach, drink a banana daiquiri, because apparently they're from there. We were doing planning yesterday. That's what I want to be able to do. I just want to be able to completely unwind, not worry about work, not worry about my podcast, not worry about Pride 48, just sit on a beach, go swimming, go snorkeling, all of that. Because I just really need to unwind. I need to recalibrate my brain. I don't even know if it'll work because, you know, we, I don't know. I don't want to be too negative, but, you know, and I love my life, but it's just, you know, I've been, there's a lot of stress going on right now and there's a lot of activity and a lot of busyness. And so I have made the decision that I will not be putting out an episode while I'm on my trip. So I will put out all 5 days this week, but next week, you guys will be on your own just for a week. I'll be back on the 12th with a brand new show. So yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And just know that I love you all with all of my heart, but I just need to unwind. So there will be no podcasting, and it's only going to be, gosh, I'll record Thursday. I'll have to record two episodes on Thursday so that I can do one for Friday. And then I'm recording the first episode of But First for the season on Wednesday, and I'm recording Throwing Down tomorrow. So I'm recording seven podcast episodes, and then I'll be right back to it the following weekend when I get back, because Daniel and I will do Mix Minus on the Saturday after I return. So anyway, that's what I'm going to do. So the weekend, what did we do on the weekend? My, oh my. Well, I don't even remember what we did on the weekend. So on Saturday, I needed to mow because it was going to rain on Sunday, and it did rain on Sunday. Yes, it did. I stepped on the scale. That was the first thing I did. And, you know, you got to do it. You got to step on the scale. But I had gained 2 pounds. Wah, wah. So I think what happened last week is I mowed and I didn't drink anything from the time I went to bed on Friday night until after I finished mowing. I didn't eat or drink anything. And I literally felt like I was having a heat stroke, but I did not drink anything. I was putting myself through punishment. And I think I just lost so much water weight from mowing and not drinking anything. My body was, no wonder I was feeling bad. So I think it added a little bit of extra weight loss that wouldn't normally be there. And I'm okay with gaining 2 pounds. And I'll tell you why. Because ultimately, I still averaged a 2 pound loss over the 2 weeks, which is 1 pound a week, which is perfectly fine with me. If I can lose a pound a week until I get to my goal, that's perfect. So yeah, I was super stoked that I had lost, you know, 4 whole pounds in 1 week, but I'm okay that I, you know, averaged out to 1 pound a week for 2 weeks. So anyway, I did that. So I weighed, and then we went and got breakfast at McDonald's. Mark didn't get McDonald's. He got a kolache from the place across the street, from the donut place. And then I had made a reservation for an upscale Mexican restaurant called Tula, which is interesting because I was like, you know, Mark, I wonder what the word Tula means in Spanish. And I was looking it up. And apparently, I don't think it's in Spanish, like Mexican Spanish, but in Chile or Brazil, I can't remember. In one of those other countries, the word Tula means penis. And I'm like, that can't be it. They're not going to name their restaurant Penis. I mean, come on. Why would you name your restaurant Penis? That doesn't make any sense at all. Regardless, we still don't know exactly. There's also a girl's name, Tula. And it's interesting that that's a girl's name and can also mean penis in another language, but it is what it is. So we ate, it was good food. We had some chips and salsa and guacamole and queso fundito. I don't know. And then we shared an entree, but I also got a side of tamales. And then we had tres leches cake for dessert. It was really good. And then on Sunday, and we didn't really do anything. We, I can't even remember what we did Saturday afternoon, but I mowed. That was about it. So I got breakfast and then I mowed. And that took a lot of the afternoon. But it looks fantastic. I always do such a great job mowing. And then on Sunday, Mark needed to go to the mall. I did a little bit of work and I did some Pride 48 stuff. And Mark needed to go to the mall. And it rained really hard. So it's a good thing that I mowed on Saturday. And we went to the mall. He was looking for a white t-shirt, but one that you couldn't see through, which is nearly impossible. Because apparently all of the white shirts that they sell in the world are basically see-through. But we went to the mall and we did that. At some point during the weekend, we grocery shopped. I don't even remember when it was. And we finished season 11 of MasterChef Australia. I think it's season 11. And I was happy with the winner. So there you go. And that is about it. Like I said, I did some work. I did some Pride 48 stuff. And we did, you know, mowing and grocery shopping, all the normal stuff. And I have a COVID test in the morning. And I should know by the time I record. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.